were here, fingerlings, about 4 or 5 inches long, and feed them good. And on the 4th of July, you can house them 1 pound to 2 pound catfish. And those fish, you can catch them and handle them. Wash your hand, just kind of rinse them off, and there's no fish smell.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you can dress them, and you don't get any smell on your hands. You can wash them off. Then you can fry those fish, mm-hmm. and you don't smell it frying. The old lady gets after for bringing anything with that at home.
Mm-hmm. What are some snakes around?
Eels.
All right.
That's a long worm-like fish. Some of them go 3 or 4. And over on Smith Lake, out in Cole myself, caught about a 6 or 8 foot gar over there.
Mm.
We had some fun with it. Now then, the snakes.
Yeah.
The last one, about the only one I've killed this year, I was pruning my scuppernum vines the other day and looked up, there's still a few green leaves on.
Mm-hmm.
Looked up there, there's about a foot and a half or 2 foot green snakes.
Mm-hmm.
I just clipped his head off on the snips.
Mm-hmm.
We have a small snake, little garter snakes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you don't remember women wearing garters.
Well, I know what they are.
And they was, most of them was colored.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason, I reckon that's where the garter snake got its name. It's spotted,
mm-hmm.
beautiful color.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, there's 3 or 4 different colors, and they're bright colors.
They're harmless, aren't they?
They say they are. I don't like any snake. All of them snake to me.
Yeah.
Then we have a black racer.
Mm-hmm.
They'll grow 6, 8, 9 foot long.
Mm.
And then there's the copperhead, the cottonmouth, the rattlesnake, the ground rattler.
Mm.
This little fella is very poisonous. And what you call a chicken snake, and mountain moccasin. I don't know, there's some more, but that's
plenty. What do pearls grow in?
They grow in oysters.
And what's another kind of seafood that's curly, has a tail, it's pink?
I think you're thinking of the...
They eat them fried or boiled?
Shrimp.
Yeah, and that's what I'm thinking of.
Then they have the crab,
mm-hmm.
and some more.
What's a freshwater thing that looks a little like a lobster? You can eat it. It swims away backwards if you uncover it.
A crab can go anywhere you want to.
Well, this is not a crab. This is...
You're thinking about a crawfish,
that's
crawdad?
It. Mm-hmm. Are they the same thing, crawfish and crawdad?
I imagine. No, I never did try to eat one. I'm always using for bait.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I ever even saw
one. The salamander.
Oh.
Now, the salamander, I don't know about a crawfish.
Mm-hmm.
You salamander like a crawfish. If he's out and you happen to break one of his legs off, he'll go back under the rock and blub.
Mm-hmm.
He'll stay back under there and he sprouts another, or grows another limb that takes the place of that one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's always mm-hmm. been a novel to me. I've always wanted to get some and just prank with him, pull one on the leg off and see if I could see it go back.
What is the kind of thing that croaks in the marshes?
Frogs.
And what are different types?
Here we have the bull frog and the cow frog.
And what's a cow frog?
That's just a straight toad.
Oh, do they live on dry land?
They live on dry land and get in the water. They spawn the eggs in the water.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
They got the hardest